Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few actually have. Hey, if you expectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in radio and internet history.
I rode with him. I know what an idiot this guy is.
Pedro Fernandez.
Hey, Pedro, how you doing? And good evening to everybody out there listening to the show.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios, check it, this is Ring Talk, live worldwide. Often imitated, but hardly duplicated, of course, approaching 40 years of knocking out all bums. What? 40 years? Who are you? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your host. I'm also an award-winning boxing writer, of course, and a four-time Golden Glove champion, so on. I know a little bit about boxing, but guess what? I'm not a genius. I don't know everything. Actually, you're the one buying the pay-per-views, right? So let me know what you feel about boxing. Hit me up on Twitter. The address is Not Average Pedro. Not Average Pedro. Of course, I got Twitter or X. Call it what you want. Bottom line is Elon Musk's thing. The address is Not Average Pedro. Of course, we're 1 week removed, of course, from Deontay Wilder getting destroyed by the Chinese prodigy. I'm talking about, yeah, he is a prodigy because he is the first heavyweight to come out of China that can make a bang. I'm talking about Zhao Zhang. Of course, he is the man that is on top of the world right now as far as the world heavyweight division is concerned, because the world heavyweight championship sort of like in limbo. Of course, you know, Tyson Fury lost that title to Oleg Usyk, and Oleg Usyk is talking about going back to cruiserweight 200 pounds, which is a bluff. But the bottom line is a guy from Ukraine that weighed 220 pounds was able to lick the heavyweight champion of the world, who weighed in at better than 450 pounds heavier, and of course 4 or 5 inches taller. So the bottom line is size doesn't matter all the time. Of course, I used to say that size matters in two things: pornography and combat sports. Well, not in this instance. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're going across the pond. We'll bring in Sir Kenneth Rainford. Of course, he is a knight, or I want to make him a knight with the king over there, but King Charles is not taking my phone calls. He's ill. But the bottom line is, we'll start off with Kenny Rainford. We'll go with Tommy D as well. We'll talk about the card last night. Of course, Xander Zayas doing his thing in the main event at Madison Square Garden last night on ESPN. We'll talk about that and more with Tommy D later in the show. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Impeccable One, take it away.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy? Totalmente. Now you can get 50% off any unlimited data phone plan. That's one line for only $25 a month, and you keep the phone you love. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. So find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. Promo subject to cancellation after 12 months. Available exclusively online and in Total by Verizon stores. Requires a compatible unlocked device and SIM. See totalbyverizon.com for device compatibility and additional details. Taxes and fees may apply.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? for. Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill. Discreet delivery in a few days and a buy three, get three free offer. Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
This is J.D. Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to WorldwideSharp@gmail.com and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Going through the equivalent of a basic studio meltdown. Actually, the power went off and all the place went crazy. Actually, the power for the network doesn't go off. The power for my computer went off. So that's sort of like threw everything into a quagmire here. Of course, we go from San Francisco, of course, to across the pond and bring in Sir Kenneth Rainford of the UK. Sir, how are you today?
I'm great. It's a great day. June 9, 1978 was the year my good friend and your good friend Larry Holmes won a world title. And June 9th, 2008 was also the birth of my daughter. So it's an interesting date.
Ken Norton and Larry Holmes, of course, going 15 memorable rounds. The fight being decided, I believe, in the 15th round. And Larry Holmes jumped. Him and Larry Holmes and his wife jumped in the swimming pool with their clothes on at Caesar's Palace. That's how they celebrated.
I believe so. I just literally 15 minutes ago got off the phone to Larry. He rang my daughter to wish her happy birthday. He's a legend. He's a great guy, as you know, and. Yeah, that celebration in Caesar's Palace thing. I think I saw a photograph of it many years ago. Kenny Norton, what a fight! What a fight!
And I want to cut right to the chase. I got to ask you: is the Saudi prince now? Is he your travel agent? Because he seems to be the travel agent of all these different fighters around the world. I'm seeing guys I never saw before popping up in Saudi Arabia. What's going on?
It's Turkey Al Sheikh, mate. I mean, you know, each to their own. I would never have had Arabians down as fight fans. This guy, this Turkey Al Sheikh, he knows his boxing as good as anyone. He studied the game, and ironically, he was on an interview, and he was asked who are his favorite fighters of all times, and the guy was he said, "You guess," and no one could guess who his favorite fighters of all time were, and they were, would you believe, Larry Holmes and Roberto Duran. He knows a lot about boxing.
You know, when I look at the total picture of boxing, when I watch Roberto Duran having turned pro at 122 pounds back in 1968, captured a lightweight championship at 135 in 1972, made a record number of defenses, of course, stepped up to 147, skipped 140, went to 147 and beat Ray Leonard in his prime, then went to 154, beat Davey Moore, and at 160, he beats Iran Barkley. I mean, good Lord, Duran exceeded his, as far as greatness is concerned, when I look at the other guys, I can't put anybody up there with him.
No. You think Duran is the ultimate. He's just, he's just an amazing, and was written off so many times, you know, that you know, the only man ever to knock him out was Thomas Hearns. You know, he was told he was finished then. And he come back and won about another, was it two, three world titles after that fight? He's just an amazing guy. And the Barkley fight, the two standout fights for me was Davey Moore. He was supposed to be beating him in Madison Square Garden. Yeah. What an absolutely great atmosphere that was that night. And also Aaron Barkley, and he just, if he came back tomorrow.
People forget after 12 rounds he was ahead with Marvin Hagler.
Correct.
I mean, I'm not trying to say he was beating Marvin Hagler, but on the scorecards he was ahead after 12 rounds. He lost a 15-round close decision. June 12th, 1984, when Roberto got knocked out by Tommy Hearns, Roberto Duran went to camp at about 220 pounds. He got fat as a pig and couldn't come down in weight. I think he was like 174, like 8 or 9 days before the fight. Imagine that, coming down to 120, losing 20 pounds in the last week. Anyway, he does it, and he goes in there. He sits down on the stool. I'm watching this. I'm sitting there on the floor right next to the ring, and be in front of any seats. Anyway, so he sits on a stool. I'm saying to myself, what's Roberto sitting on a stool for? So he sat on a stool before the fight even got started. I said, what's going on here? Anyway, bottom line is he looked fat, he looked slow, and then Tommy fainted him. Tommy fainted a jab to the body, and Roberto bit on it like a fish with a hook, with a big worm on it. I mean, he just bit on it. He thought he was going to the body, and that right hand happened to be the hardest punch. Kenny, the reason why I'm spending so much time on this is it was the hardest punch I've ever seen thrown and land in my life.
Oh, don't doubt that. When I seen it on TV, it came through the TV. I literally jumped out of my seat. That whack, that right, when the right hand went in there, you just knew the minute it landed, the sound effects said everything. Game over. No count necessary.
So Duran goes down face first, and believe it or not, it was pretty cool. I mean, you could hear everything going on there. I was sitting right on the ring, like 8 or 10 inches from the canvas. I kid you not. And me and Hector, and you hear Duran go trying to get up, and he's face down, and his face is in the canvas. He's going, I mean, it sounds like he's taking a dump. You know what I'm saying? Like he's like constipated. He's trying. I never heard a guy strain so much. That's how mentally strong he was. He was trying to get up, even though his body said, you're concussed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, Duran, living legend. One of my favorite fighters of all time. I could sit and watch him 7 days, 7 nights a week. He's never in a bad fight.
The most watched fight in my house in history has to be the Ray Leonard Roberto Duran fight, June 20th, 1980. Of course, the brawl in Montreal, Leonard being the Olympic gold medalist from 1976, returning to his city of glory, hoping that he could beat Roberto Duran, and Duran handed him a pretty good beating that night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember he staggered in with an uppercut, I think it was, and then the body attack he put on Leonard. And as you know, we all knew Leonard was a great body shot technician, but Duran just took everything away from him that night. He bullied Leonard from pillar to post.
Okay, Kenny, but did losing that fight make Ray Leonard a man?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why? Explain to me why.
Because many a fighter could have and should have gone under that barrage from Duran. And Leonard toughed it out. He dug his toes in. He fought the wrong fight. He fought Duran's fight. But he manned up and he stuck to his guns and tried to beat Duran at his own game. And he failed.
All right, no doubt about that. Of course, the great Roberto Duran down there. He had a restaurant in Panama. Okay, it's closed now. It closed about 3 or 4 years ago. And he had a restaurant in Panama. I went down there, and they never opened. I mean, it was sort of like, no, I don't know. Listen, I'm not kidding you. I went down there 2 different days, and I was in Panama for like a week and a half. I went down there 2 different days, and the restaurant never opened. So I said to myself, how did they make any money here? Well, obviously he didn't, because he went out of business.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Last night, Nonoa Inoue was honored as the Fighter of the Year, of course, in New York City at the Boxing Hall of Fame's Boxing Writers Dinner. Bottom line is he the best fighter pound for pound in boxing, Sir Kenneth?
He's got to be there. He's got to be there. You know, the guy keeps churning out win after win, knockout after knockout. Yeah, he's got to be up there. He's got to be up there.
You know, people laugh at me, say, oh, man, you know, he's only moving up 3 or 4 pounds. 3 pounds at that size is noticeable. I mean, people don't realize that. But you can notice, I knew when I was in the ring with a guy that was 5, 7 pounds heavier than me, I could feel it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's no two ways about it. You know yourself, Pedro, you know, for anyone that's been in the ring, anyone that can fight, they can fool themselves all day long. You're fighting weight as you're fighting weight. You go 2-3 pounds above that, and you struggle. Henry Cooper was a classic. He used to fight in stone, I think it was like 13 stone 8,
yeah.
And he fought at 13-10 or 13-12. He was sluggish, just 2 to 4 pounds. And this is a heavyweight.
Real quick, one night they canceled. I was going to headline the Menudo Festival over in Contra Costa County here in Northern California, like in the 80s. And they canceled the fight the night before. Bill Hernandez decided he wasn't going to come down. So I was supposed to be like 140 pounds. I said, bang. The guy says, the fight's off. You're not fighting. I said, cool. So I went and saw my girlfriend that night. You know what went on. I had a couple sodas. So I show up to the arena that day, the next morning, the outdoor arena, and I'm going to work a couple of corners. And they say to me, look, we need you to fight in the main event. I said, man, I was partying last night. I know, blah, 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 blah. And they go, look, man, the guy's a bum. He's from the Army, blah, 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 blah. He turned out to be the Army champion. Okay, at 147 pounds, and he was like 156 pounds. He was way overweight, and he was much bigger than me. And the bottom line is, after one round, Kenny, I was an asthmatic. I mean, I looked like I was looking for a way out. He got cut in the second round. I mentioned to the referee, hey, he's cut. The referee stopped the fight. It was over. But had it gone another 30 seconds, I'd have been done.
Yeah. People, you toughed it out. You toughed it out.
No, I didn't tough. Are you getting it tough? I pushed it out. Are you kidding? I pushed it out. Ref, look at his eye. Oh, man, that was embarrassing. And, of course, my team, who wasn't there because I wasn't going to fight, so I didn't have my corner and nobody. You know what I'm saying? So bottom line is everybody sort of chastised me when I got back to the gym the next day. So I never did that one again. Put it this way. I was overconfident, and I listened to somebody else, and I almost got lit up for it.
Yeah.
And getting lit up in boxing, Kenny, you know, is not fun.
Oh no! Oh no! Painful.
Okay, so let's talk about the lighting up that Tyson Fury got from Oleg Usyk. He took a pretty good licking there.
He took a good licking. He had it won in the 16th round and let it go. You know, he hurt Usyk in the 6th round. I think he fractured his jaw, fractured his eye socket, whatever it was, and he let the fight go. I was watching, but you know what? Watching from ringside, Pedro, I thought it was real close. I thought it could have gone either way. Obviously, watching on TV after, you get a different picture of it. But, yeah, I mean, you know, the rematch is on in December. It was October, now December. But, yeah, all credit to Usyk. He stood in there. But you know what? The thing that shone out about that fight for me, Usyk's a non-puncher in the heavyweight rankings. Yeah, he staggered Fury all over the place more than once. So, were we overrating Wilder's power, do you think?
No, I just think that the bottom line is at this point in time that Tyson Fury has regressed to the point where he can't take anything anymore. He can't take it. I mean, listen, when you don't get punched on regularly and you get punched on once a year and a half or once a year and things like that, things change, especially when you're a big old dude and guys are punching you good.
Yeah.
You know, real quick before I go to a break, I thought the referee, Mark Nelson, who I think is one of the most honest men that I've ever met in my life, I knew him and his father, I thought he did a good job there, although he did give Tyson Fury the benefit of the doubt in that one round because he was the heavyweight champion of the world, and that's what you're supposed to do. I'm sorry. That's the way I felt.
The referee was great. He did a tremendous job. I commend him, and it's a pity there's not a few more referees around like him where we can get these action-packed fights where fighters seem to be done and are given the opportunity to come back and win.
Sir Kenneth Rainford on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll come back with Sir Kenny after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, of course, on Sports Byline and iHeartRadio.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495.
That's 800-788-1495.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The face of truth is open. The eyes of truth are bright. The lips of truth are ever closed. The head of truth is upright. The breast of truth stands forward. The gaze of truth is straight. Truth has neither fear nor doubt. Truth has patience to wait. The words of truth are touching. The voice of truth is deep. The law of truth is simple. All you sow, you reap. The soul of truth is flaming. The heart of truth is warm. The mind of truth is clear and firm through rain and storm. Facts are only its shadow. Truth stands above all sin. Great be the battle of life. Truth in the end shall win. The image of truth is the cross. Wisdom's message is its rod. The sign of truth is Christ, and the soul of truth is God. Life of truth is eternal. Immortal is its past. Power of truth shall endure. Truth shall hold to the last. That's a masterpiece.
And he does that stuff off the cuff. Kenny Ali did that stuff like off the cuff. I mean, there was no script in front of him.
And I don't know where he got it from. I was listening to him this morning, actually churning out about a spoonful of this and a spoonful of that and a pinch of this and a pinch of that. And he's just amazing.
The greatest, at one point in time, he was the greatest orator of the 20th century.
Probably, you know what? He's probably the greatest human being next to God. He really is.
You know what? Having traveled with him, I mean, I could almost want to go into tears when you say that. But having traveled around the world with him, I told you we stopped this train in the middle of China. We didn't know, have no idea where we were. I had to force the driver to stop the train because Ali wanted to go to a village. He said, "Stop the train. We'll go to visit these people." I said, "Because we're blown by these little villages on the train track." So he says, "Okay, we stop it." And we get off the train. People were fainting. People had they don't have no newspapers, no internet, no news, no television, no nothing. 1994, and they're fainting when they saw him. In other words, what I'm trying to tell you is he could touch people without touching them physically.
Oh, there's no two ways about it. I was very, very blessed and fortunate to meet him several times. I rode in a limousine from the airport with him. He was a couple of fights of mine when I was fighting on big fight night shows. He was a, you know, listen, Pedro, everyone has their faults, and you know, I know one or two of Ali's faults, but everyone's got faults. But as regards a human being,
No. Are you alluding to the fact that he was a pelvic missionary? Is that what you're alluding to? Because I'll cop to that.
Yeah.
cop to that. You didn't think you didn't did I catch you off guard there, Kenny? Did I?
You caught me bang off guard there, yeah. But you know him, so you'll know the same as me, if not more.
Exactly.
You
know? So we'll just leave it at that. Now, listen, the MVP, the most valuable player, the guy that I'm enamored with, the guy that I'm so happy that he got justice was Nick Ball. I'm happy that Nick Ball, now 20-0, one draw, of course, had one draw with Ray Vargas about 3 months ago, which was an atrocious draw. I thought he won going away. But the bottom line is he beat a guy that was favored over him, and Ray Ford, 4-15, 1-1 with 8 KOs, and he grabs, I think, the WBA featherweight title. He moved down from 130 to 126. I like this kid. I mean, he might not be the most talented guy in the world. He might not knock people dead, but you know what? His spirit, I'm with it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Ironically, that fight is one of the fights I've got to watch later today or tomorrow. I'm just catching up with all the boxing that I missed with being in Saudi myself. But, yeah, Nick Ball, he's a nice kid, nice kid.
115-113 the other way. And I had it 115-113. But I was sweating it because I saw him get jobbed against the WBC guy, Ray Vargas. I mean, that was a heist.
Oh, yeah. The face just didn't fit that day.
That was a heist. I mean, that was a heist. All right, back to Saudi Arabia. Does everybody smell there?
No, they don't, you know. It's a real nice place. I can't fault it. You know, we've all been treated well. The food is fantastic. I mean, you're a bit stuck if you like pork or bacon or anything like that, because there's none of that, because obviously it's a Muslim country.
But you know what? But here's what's up. Let's be honest. Health-wise, bacon and pork have turned out to be not all that good for you health-wise, so there's some health advantages to that, without a doubt.
Definitely. You know, the food was fantastic. The hotels were great. The people treated us fine.
Were there a lot of hookers?
None. No, I never
saw
one.
I just saw Bailey shake his head in the other room. None?
None. I never saw none, honestly.
No. You saw plenty of nuns? Is that what you said?
Nuns, yeah.
No, here's what's up. When I went to the Middle East, okay, there was Russians, there was Colombians. I was staying in a hotel in Moscow in Dubai, and we went downstairs into the restaurant, and in the restaurant they had these girls all clad in Victoria's Secret outfits, this and that, and I'm saying to myself, I couldn't figure it out, Kenny. That's how naive I was. I couldn't figure it out, and then it dawned on me, duh, they're hookers, Pete.
Give you an idea, when I was traveling down in the lift in the hotel we were staying at, there was this huge, big golden rock on a shelf in the lift. So the concierge guy says, what is that? He said, that's a pure piece of gold. I said, no. He said, it is. Try and pick it up. So I picked it up. It weighed a ton. But, of course, when I pick it up, like an alarm went off in the lift. When we got to the bottom, security was there, and the concierge guy said, it's okay. I told him to lift it up. That's how honest they are. There's a huge piece of gold in the lift. It's not even bolted down or caged in.
But if you take it, they cut off your appendages or worse.
Correct.
Now, listen. Actually, with the lawlessness that's going on here in San Francisco, and many of the major cities here in the city, in the United States, of course, homeless people, the drug issues, all that kind of good stuff coming together. And being an ex-policeman, I'm not pro-police per se, but I think that we need to get a little more active as far as when people with dope issues, as far as like heroin and this and that. It's not a social program, Kenny. The United States is trying to treat it like it's some social problem, this and that. It's not a social problem. It's a criminal problem. When black people and brown people were doing heroin, it was a criminal problem. And then white folks do it, and all of a sudden it's a social program, and it's acceptable. They're shooting heroin on the streets of America all over the country.
Yeah, well, listen, I could go really deep into this because there's a friend of mine who serves in the special boat services, and some of the stories he told me are outrageous. It's a governmental thing, honestly. They were guarding poppy fields and stuff like this I couldn't even tell you the rest. It's just horrendous.
All right, let's go back to boxing. Zhang knocked out Wilder, and that was pretty brutal.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And you know what? My money was on Wilder.
Me too.
I just thought Zhang was there to hit. Wilder would crack him. and he'd just be a bit too much for him. But it was very much the other way around.
Zhang sort of shored up his defensive lapses and his conditioning lapses, I think. I think he's in a whole lot better shape now. I'm against that weight. I think he weighed 282, and I could probably see him a little bit lighter, but hey, he was successful, so who am I?
Exactly. And do you know what, Pedro? The rumor is his age. His age is, some people are saying he's 40, some saying 45. You know, you just don't know.
I mean, let me tell you, the Russians lie about their ages, the Cubans lie about their ages, and now the Chinese are lying about their ages. Guys coming from Cuba, I told you they were like gaining 7 or 8 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, some guy I was playing soccer with in junior high school, he turned out to be 20.
Yeah.
He was playing 14-year-old soccer.
Yeah. That's it.
You know, but people come from another country. Anyway, happy birthday to your daughter. I want to wish her the best. In fact, I'm going to send you a little Venmo. Send you a little coin this week to go get her a pizza or something, okay?
No problem at all. She'd be just glad of the well wishes. That's good.
No, I'm just happy for, listen, man. You're a super dad. I'm sort of surrounded by super dads here. Tommy D's a super dad. Socrates Palmer's a super dad. I just got good dads. Larry Merchant's a super dad. So I'm sort of blessed to be around all these good fathers. And definitely you're one of them, Sir Kenneth Rainford.
Yeah, absolutely. Well appreciated. Okay. Talking about Larry Merchant recently, I saw his top 10 heavyweights of all time. It wasn't a bad list either.
No, it wasn't a bad list. Listen, you have a good week. All the best to you. Hug the daughter. Enjoy the party today. And I thank you so much for your time, sir.
Anytime. It's always a pleasure, Pedro.
Sir Kenneth Rainford on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with 4-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
When I whoop this man, I want to be declared by all as the greatest of all time.
That's right.
Because the stage is set. I'm 32 years old. My legs are gone. This man is strong. You talked about how great he was, and now we're going to see. Get them all out at your theaters, and you write everything you write, but I'm going to make you eat everything you say against me, all of my critics. I'll prove to the world that I'm still the fastest, the prettiest, the most classiest, the most scientific, the greatest fighter of all time.
That says it all. The man born Cassius Clay back in 1942 in Louisville, Kentucky, of course, converted to the Nation of Islam, became a Muslim in 1964, and of course, Muhammad Ali. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 40 years, you're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. I'm going to take you back in time. 1973, get this. Don King hustles an exhibition for Muhammad Ali at a hospital in Cleveland, puts this together, and of course, that's how he forms a relationship with Ali. He says, I'm trying to put on a benefit for this hospital. Can you come down and spar with somebody for a couple of rounds and we can take care of business? Bottom line is, that's how he got introduced to the world of boxing. In 1974, Don King went over to the country of Zaire, Africa, which is now the Congo, and he convinced President Mobutu that, you know, Muhammad Ali and George Foreman could come over there and make all kinds of money for the country. And then, of course, he had to get Mobutu to put up $6 million. $6 million, that's what the fight cost him, of course, to put on the fight there in the jungle. Now, they had to chop down trees. They did all kinds of stuff. I mean, it was a jungle. I mean, we're not talking about, like, metropolitan New York City. But Don King had convinced, wow, Don King convincing somebody something? Anyway, he conned Mobutu into thinking that he could turn Zaire, Africa into like the French Riviera or the next Las Vegas or the next Atlantic City or something like that. It wasn't going to happen. I mean, there's still lions and tigers running around, that kind of good stuff. Who really wants to go over there and like party around lions and tigers? Anyway, bottom line is the fight goes down. It doesn't go down yet. They scheduled a fight for September of 1974. And of course, Muhammad Ali and George Foreman are in town. Ali shows up, and he, of course, is the hero that he is. George Foreman shows up with three German Shepherd dogs. Now, people say to me, so what? He had three dogs with him. Well, guess what? The only ones that had German Shepherds in Africa were the slave owners. So you have a black man getting off an airplane with three German Shepherds, and it's being shown on television all over Africa. What were they thinking about George Foreman? Holy cow, he's like the Uncle Tom or what? The epitome of the Uncle Tom. He had the slave owner's dogs, three of them. And he like paraded around Africa with them because he thought he was cool. In fact, he brought one of those dogs to the gym in San Francisco at Newman's Gym. He wasn't heavyweight champion of the world yet, but he brought the dog to the gym. The dog sat in the bleachers, I kid you not. Anyway, so he brings these dogs to Zaire, Africa, and he becomes the instant enemy. Everybody hates him. Boumaye Ali, it means kill him, Ali. I mean, the people wanted George Foreman dead. George Foreman represented all the things that were wrong in Africa, all the things that were wrong in the world of slavery, okay? But the bottom line is George didn't know that. So George gets cut. He gets a nick above his eye. I guess it was in August of 1974, and they decide they're going to postpone the fight 6 weeks. I think it went down in September or October. But the bottom line is it was put off for a month because his cut had to heal. So George went to the airport to get on a plane. He was going to go home for a month and let his cut heal, right? No. Mobutu wasn't having no problem with none of that. Anyway, I spent $6 million on you, pal. You're not getting out the country. So what happened was George got on his plane. George had his own little plane, and he got on his plane, and guess what? They surrounded the plane with military. You ain't going nowhere. So George got off the plane, went back to camp, and of course, they would fight 8 rounds, and he would lose the heavyweight championship to Muhammad Ali in 8 rounds, of course, getting stopped. Got tired. Joe Frazier wasn't ringside for that one, but I remember Joe telling me that George Foreman was going to light Muhammad Ali up because he had lit him up. I mean, George Foreman had knocked out Joe Frazier in 2 rounds. In fact, he abused Joe Frazier so bad he should have been arrested for domestic violence. Had they been gay, he would have. I kid you not. I mean, he even hit Joe Frazier in the back of the head. George Foreman is a dirty fighter. How do I know that? I watched him in the gym growing up. He would hit guys in the back of the head. He used to spar guys about a little bigger than Bailey. I kid you not, like 165 pounds, 170 pounds. I mean, he's weighing 210 pounds, 208 pounds at that time, and he's bullying guys around there 160 pounds. Anyway, he comes back after losing the heavyweight championship, comes back to the United States, and he's not really like, you know, the guy anymore. Okay, his form has been exposed. Of course, he was a guy that got tired of this. So he fades off into obscurity. Of course, now Don King now has Muhammad Ali. So what does he want to do? He wants to put together the third Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier fight. He gets the president of the Philippines, another country, to put up $6 or $7 million for the fight. Now get this. The country of Zaire, Africa, went bankrupt because of that fight. The $6 million that Don King walked away with bankrupt the entire country, okay? So anyway, when he went over to the Philippines, and of course it was President Ferdinand Marcos, I think, at that point in time, coughed up about $8 or $9 million and had the fight go down over there. Of course, now when Marcos did this, he wanted a private audience with Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier, and neither guys were really up with it, no doubt about that. But you have Don King at the center of all these big fights now. I mean, he's got the heavyweight champion. Of course, then Ali retires. He does a couple of fights with Leon Spinks. He comes back with Larry Holmes. Now Larry Holmes is a champion. Of course, in 1978, we talked about that earlier. This day in 1978, June the 9th, 1978, of course, George Foreman, Ken Norton and Larry Holmes going 15 rounds in the Sports Pavilion at Caesars Palace, probably the greatest arena in the history of boxing, no doubt about that, at least in my lifetime. But anyway, bottom line is they went 15 rounds. Holmes won the 15th round and, of course, secured the decision, and, of course, the rest is history. But at the end of the day, it's still Don King on top. Then, of course, Don King graduates and starts moving up with smaller fighters, Julio Cesar Chavez for one, and of course, then he gets hip to the fact that, you know, he can make money in the lighter weights as well. It doesn't always have to be heavyweight. So Don King spreads his promotional umbrella, per se, and starts snagging guys like Felix Trinidad. Of course, he became a longtime welterweight champion, never lost at welterweight, 147, moves up to 154, of course, and 160 and lost, but the bottom line is not at 147. But he had some stars. I mean, he had all the stars. He was the world's greatest promoter. He was a guy, and I tried to explain this to James Page's mother one time. James Page was the WBA welterweight champion at one point in time. He came from across the bay in Concord, California. And his mother called me up, and she was negotiating a deal with Don King. Not a good thing to do. I mean, if you're a stay-at-home mom, you probably shouldn't be negotiating with Don King. Right? It probably shouldn't be. So Don King tells James Page's mother, listen, you're getting $1.3 million for this fight. So how much is James getting? James is getting $750,000 before taxes. So she said, where's the other money going? Because, well, the money's going to the manager. The manager is Carl King, Don King's son, coincidentally. Anyway, he takes a third off the top. So he gets his third. So she was against him taking the third. She said, no, I'm not giving up the third. I said, listen, if you give Carl the third, or let Carl take the third, he's entitled to. I said, you're still going to make more money than you've ever made in a fight before. I said, the most you've ever made is like 75 or 80 grand. I said, you're going to make like 800 grand here. And you don't lose your title because you're moving up to 154 pounds. He's going to fight Trinidad at 154 pounds. I'm talking about James Page, the 147-pound champion. He's going to fight Trinidad at 154. So his title won't be on the line. So win or lose, he's in a good spot. Even if he loses to Trinidad, he goes back to 147, and he's still champion, okay? Bottom line is 700 grand, 750 is what he would have taken away. Mom said, no way, I'm not doing it. So anyway, Mom ends up negotiating her own deal with, I think, a fight with Alfred Sixheads Lewis. And, of course, she gets knocked out in a few rounds. We're talking about James Page. That's why mothers shouldn't get involved. So anyway, Don King keeps rolling. He's got the Giants, like in 1981, of course, put on that great fight between Wilfredo Gomez and Salvador Sanchez, considered one of the greatest fights of all time, Puerto Rico versus Mexico. And then, of course, there was Holmes and Cooney back in 1982. And, of course, I can go on and on. I mean, as far as the legacy of Don King, I mean, it's just deep and it's rich, right? So reason what I'm leading up to, of course, there was a Mike Tyson fight. I mean, you know, he brought Tyson all around the world, got Tyson licked over there in Japan by Buster Douglas, of course, the greatest meltdown in the history of heavyweight boxing. Mike Tyson, a 37-1 favorite, and he got beat up by Buster Douglas, of course, from the first round on. Only had that one time, where only had one instance in the fight where he knocked Buster down. Outside of that, it was all Buster Douglas. Anyway, bottom line is Don King has had a glorious career. I mean, after Tyson, you know, there was Chavez. He's had different superstars. But for the most part, about 15 or 20 years ago, he started to fall off the planet or fall off the scene as far as the world of promotion is concerned. Now, I think the man's like 91 years old now, so he was in his 70s, late early 80s and late 70s when I started to see his decline, okay? But the bottom line is I went to him a few years ago and I said to him, listen, I got a hot scoop for you. You can get back in the heavyweight picture by putting up $2 million for the Joseph Parker WBO heavyweight title fight. Now, I'm not going to say how I overheard somebody talking about the purse bid, but I overheard somebody talking about this confidential purse bid, which I shouldn't have heard, okay? So I called Don on the phone. I said, Don, here's a chance for you to get back in boxing big time. Don didn't have the $2 million, or he wasn't interested in getting back involved in boxing, okay? Not for $2 million. So I wondered about that. And then, of course, it came the Ricardo Mayorga deal. Remember him? Of course, the guy that neutralized Vernon Forrest as he walked away champion, and he knocked out Vernon Forrest. Forrest had beat Shane Mosley for the title. Of course, Mosley had beaten Oscar De La Hoya. But the bottom line is, Vernon Forrest and Ricardo Mayorga. Mayorga lit him up the first fight, lit him up the second fight, knocked him out the first time, beat him on decision, I believe, the second time. But Ricardo Mayorga wanted to fight in an MMA fight. He had a contract with Don King, a boxing contract. So in order to hold Mayorga to the contract, Don King had to put up $100,000 bond. So he put up 100,000 silver dollars. And this is where I was like, so what? 100,000, wait, these silver dollars weren't like the ones you buy at get at the store now. These were silver dollars from like the 30s, the 40s, and beyond then. I'm trying to tell you is they were collector items. In other words, they're all worth a whole lot more than a dollar each. But he put up like $1 million worth of silver dollars for this $100,000 bond. So I said to myself, scratch my head. Is he slipping or is he broke? What is it? Anyway, so then let's bring things up to Friday night. Friday night, of course, in Florida, he rented out an arena at the Hard Rock, of course, I believe it was the Hard Rock Hotel, of course, casino. They rented an arena for 2 days for $24,000. Let me tell you, I never heard of paying for an arena when I was a boxing promoter, when I was with King or anybody else. We never paid for arenas. Listen, the arena was happy to have us, so they worked deals with us, okay? We never paid for an arena. So, A, he pays for a venue, $24,000 for 2 days. Then he puts this piece of spit show on TV, of course, in the main event, Adrian Broner. Broner showed up, and I don't think he even weighed in. That's how fat he was. He didn't even weigh in. I kid you. He didn't even weigh in. His weight is nowhere to be found. I looked around. I couldn't find his weight nowhere, and he looked like a fat black bus driver. Remember when the Honeymooners movie, when Ralph Crandon was a black guy, I can't remember who played the character in the same, but he was a chubby black guy, you know what I'm saying? That's what Adrian Broner looks like today, a chubby black bus driver, I kid you not. And I'm not knocking chubby black bus drivers, that's just the way Adrian Broner looks. So anyway, he steps into this fight with a guy that by the name of Blair the Flair Cobbs, who, you know, he's a pretty good fighter. He came in at 16-1, obviously left at 17-1, 10 KO, scored a 10-round unanimous nod over the former 4-division champion. And how can you call Adrian Broner the problem? That was his nickname. He was a problem, big time problem. How can you call him a 4-division champion? That's how boxing's belittling itself. Anyway, 35-5-1 now, 24 KOs. I got to tell you like this. Adrian Broner, people say to me, it's time for him to retire. He retired a long time ago. He just did. Anyway, this was a spit show. When I say spit on the show, I mean spit with a capital H. I kid you not. It was the worst. I mean, it made Public Access TV look good. I remember Public Access TV in the 80s and the 90s. Max Kellerman was doing a Public Access show. It was a whole lot better than the Don King production. The production was bad. The announcers, that one guy that was interviewing people in the ring, he should have been arrested for. He put it this way. He shamed me. I mean, I felt ashamed being a boxing journalist watching those guys who were purported to be some type of professionals. Nobody was professional on that one. Of course, it was put together by Christy Martin. Who is she? Of course, she's a former ladies champion. At one point in time, she was a face of women's boxing, fighting on Mike Tyson undercards. And, of course, Julio Cesar Chavez undercards. But anyway, this is how low that Don King's got, that this fight goes on. Wait, I'm not done. That was the main event. The semi-main event was Michael the Bounty Hunter, and he scored a one-sided, unanimous 10-round decision over a guy that didn't throw a punch, I don't think, for 10 rounds. Cassius Chaney. He should be arrested for having that name, Cassius. Ranked number 7 by the WBA, now 23-2, 16 KOs. It was the sloppiest heavyweight fight I've seen in years. It was the worst fight I've seen in years. This was pay-per-view. Listen, Don, I hate to say it, you were the king of pay-per-view at one point in time, but you got to go back to the time of you paying people to watch fights. Pay-per-view, you should have been paid to watch that. It was the most atrocious fight I've ever seen in my life. And for Don King, what a fall from grace. No doubt about that. From the penthouse to the outhouse, that is the world of Don King Boxing Promotions. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Thank you, Pedro. You gonna run tomorrow?
How are we running? You gonna run tomorrow morning?
Yeah, 5:30.
Sunday. I'm leaving tomorrow at 10. I'll run with you tomorrow morning.
Okay, babe.
Okay.
Running. I've been running in a swimming pool. My left hip was bothering me, and I didn't want to stop running, so I'm running in a swimming pool. And in fact, I put on a lot of muscle running in the pool. Why? Because I guess I'm not running and sweating, per se, on the road with the sweatshirt and all that kind of stuff. But the bottom line is I'm down to about 158 pounds, and I haven't been running, but I will start running in a couple of weeks. And I want to thank the Shake Weight and my physical therapist, and of course, my great doctor. I went and saw her this past week, Dr. Gina Moreno-John at UCSF. She really keeps me in one piece, no doubt about that. Hour number two. We're going to the Garden, Madison Square Garden, the Mecca of boxing. Of course, we'll bring in Tommy D. If Tommy B was present last night, of course, Xander Zayas, the 154-pound hope of the Puerto Rican people. Of course, the next superstar following the lines of the aforementioned Tito Trinidad, people like that. Bottom line is, Zayas was the winner last night, but it wasn't easy. I take it back. It was easy, but the guy that he fought came to fight. There's no doubt about it. We'll talk about the reasons he was there. And, of course, his mother dying 2 weeks ago. It was pretty emotional, but at the end of the day, it was a pretty good fight. As far as Don King is concerned, listen, Don's 90 years old, 93 years old, 92 years old, whatever it is, he's done. Stick a fork in him. He's just done. I mean, Bob Arum keeps moving. I saw Arum was ringside last night for that fight card in New York City. Of course, he was at the boxing writers dinner the night before. So Bob Arum's still moving around. He's still fluid. He still can talk and this and that, and he's still a cantankerous son of a gun, okay? But Don King seems to be like a cartoon character of his former self. He can't even talk anymore. I mean, he looks at the camera, and he looks lost. He just looks lost. He looks like he's maybe got Alzheimer's or something like that. I kid you not. Anyway, bottom line is, just best to let Don King ride off into the sunset, because Friday night, was the worst show I've ever witnessed in boxing history as far as televised is concerned, and that's saying a lot. Guess what? Hour number two, We're going to New York City and bringing in Tommy D. Of course, Sir Thomas Dillamuth. I got to get his name right or his agent will spank me. But the bottom line is Sir Thomas Dillamuth will spend some time with us at hour number two. Of course, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network. Live from the Sports Byline Studios. Stay tuned for Ring Talk Live Worldwide after the bias the biased news. As long as I say it's pretty biased, don't listen to it. 6 minutes later, I'll be back. Straight up, Ring Talk Live Worldwide continues after that so-called news.
USA News, I'm Jen Gelber. Rates of uninsured minorities are reportedly dropping. The Health and Human Services Department says between 2010 and 2022, the uninsured rate among Black Americans went from over 20% to just under 11%. Among Latinos, the rate went from nearly 33% to 18%. The report credits the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, which went into effect in 2010. The May jobs report is exceeding expectations. Today's report shows 272,000 jobs added last month, well above predictions of around 190,000. The unemployment rate wasn't much changed at 4%, just a tick up from 3.9%. The ongoing heat wave that has been engulfing much of the West with triple-digit temperatures is expected to persist through the weekend and into next week. USA's John Schaefer has the details.
Temperatures are predicted to soar to their highest levels since last summer across parts of interior California into Oregon and the Rockies, impacting a dozen states. Friday marked the peak for cities like Phoenix and Las Vegas, where temperatures are 10 to 15 degrees above average. Salt Lake City will experience highs in the 90s over the weekend, while Boise could approach the 100-degree mark.
There are more than 800 murder cases across the country in the past several decades, which are somehow connected to long-haul truck drivers. That's according to the information included in the FBI's Highway Serial Killings Initiative. Right now, there are 25 trucker serial killers in prison, with over 450 others being investigated. Former Assistant FBI Director Frank Figliuzzi spent a year in a semi-truck researching the matter. Speaking to News Nation this week, he said that an isolating lifestyle may play a part. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is getting an apology from President Biden over the delay in U.S. military aid. Biden met with Zelensky in Normandy, France, where world leaders gather to mark the 80th anniversary of the D-Day landings. Biden vowed that the White House is thoroughly backing Kyiv in its war against Russia and unveiled another $225 million aid package during the meeting. Sugar-free doesn't mean problem-free. USA's Corey Myers has the details.
According to a new study, the low-calorie sweetener xylitol, used in many reduced sugar foods and consumer products such as gum and toothpaste, may be linked to nearly twice the risk of heart attacks, stroke, and death in people who eat a high level of the sweetener. That sweetener can cause blood to clot more quickly, triggering a heart attack or stroke.
Newly released documents related to the O.J. Simpson murder case shed light on the FBI's involvement in the investigation.
Friday, the agency made public 500 pages connected to the case, revealing, among other details, that agents traveled to Italy to examine Bruno Magli's shoes. These shoes were reportedly worn by Simpson during the 1994 murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman. Simpson was acquitted of the criminal trial in 1995, but was subsequently found liable for wrongful death in a 1997 civil court case. I'm Jen Gelber, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
Nunes' hands are down, and she's walking Ronda down. She tags her again.
Over and over, Amanda Nunes!
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
If I can't teach you one way, I'll teach you another. But I'm going to get the job done.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Coming at you from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Get this, I'm approaching four decades of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. And when I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So I bring an unusual combination to the dance here. But guess what? I'm not buying the pay-per-views. Or are you buying the pay-per-views? Of course, big fights come to us out of Saudi Arabia. Next week, big fights come to us from Las Vegas. Of course, I'm talking about Gervonta Davis and Frank Martin in the main event. Of course, in the semi-main event, Demi Benavidez. Of course, the uncrowned super middleweight champion of the world in my mind. Of course, never lost that title. Lost it on the scale. But Canelo Alvarez now has that belt, refuses to fight Benavidez, says he'll never fight him, says, give me $150 million and I'll fight David Benavidez. What does that sound like to you? Sounds like a Mexican coward in Canelo Alvarez. In fact, I've got a new nickname for Canelo. No longer Canelo, we have to call him Canela, El Pollo Canela. We'll talk about that and more, of course. We'll spend some time with Tommy D. Tommy D was ringside last night for the MSG card, of course, featuring Zinder Zayas, of course, in the main event, the Puerto Rican star, now still undefeated, I believe, 19-0. We'll talk about that card. Shushu Carrington was on the card. A lot of guys, of course, local guys, but we'll talk about that in depth with Tommy D after the break, the first break. But this hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, I want to look forward to the fact we've got some good fights coming up, and fights have been... How can I put this? I'm not a big Saudi Arabian fan. Kenny Rainford said that he was really politically correct, saying that people over there don't smell. They smelled when I was over there. I'm sorry. And I'm like one of those metrosexuals. No, that doesn't mean I like to have sex on a bus. It means, bottom line, is I'm pretty clean. So I can't, I sort of get around that smell. I sort of freaking out. Anyway, bottom line is, am I prejudiced against people from the Middle East? No, but they smell. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
I just went to Kohl's to shop their first ever customer appreciation event. And now I'm here to spill the details. Because I'm a Kohl's cardholder, I got an extra 30% off. Or if you're a rewards member, you get 20% off. Even non-members can save with 15% off. And as an added bonus, Kohl's also has great prices on Father's Day gifts. Like top activewear, Sephora cologne, grilling gear, and more. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss out. Hurry to Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Offers end June 16th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Time to bring in the shot caller on Sunday. I'm talking about Sir Thomas Dillamuth coming to us from the Bronx. How are you, young man?
I'm doing well, Pedro. How's everything with you?
Pretty good. You went to the Garden last night, of course, ringside for the Xander-Zayas fight. Give me your impressions of Mr. Zayas to begin with.
I thought he looked good. I thought he had a pretty good performance. I'm not gonna say great. Teixeira was definitely there to fight back. He wasn't just there for the check as I thought he would be coming into this fight. We found out that his mom passed away about 11 days ago, I believe, and he went in there, you know, with his awkward style, and he pretty much took a beating. For 10 rounds.
Yeah, he did. But here's Tommy D. I got to tell you though, having lost my mother, it brought a tear to my eye when I realized he was standing there 10 days afterwards. I mean, the show must go on. He needs to get paid. He has to feed his kids. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if he was if he was working in the tech industry like you, he could just take a couple days off.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so you know, much credit to him. You know, and he fought with a lot of heart. You know, of a champion. You know, so. And he gave Zayas good work, you know, if you want to put it that way.
Well,
so.
I think Zayas said in order to go 12 rounds, the top-ranked people keep telling him he's got to go 10 rounds. So he went 10 rounds. He's accomplished that.
Yes. I believe that was his first 10-round fight, if I'm not mistaken, and he went all 10.
Okay.
So, well, and he did mention that in afterwards in the presser. So,
okay.
You know, now what's next? He's in a loaded division. I know they're trying to proclaim him as this big, you know, superstar, Puerto Rican superstar. Me personally, I need to see more.
Ooh, Tommy D needs more proof.
I need more proof. I think he's very good. I don't doubt that he will be a champion one day. But as far as Tito and Cotto level, I still don't know about that.
What if I told you he's a Puerto Rican version of Oscar De La Hoya?
Then that would be. You would say that he's great.
No. What I meant was he speaks English. He speaks Spanish. He can He's good looking. You hear where I'm coming from? That's he can sort of try to mold himself in that
in that way. Yeah, and he kind of has already. He's got a really big fan base. He's got charisma. You know, he's learned English, which is great. You know, so I mean, and that's what they build him up. They signed him pretty young. I don't know if he was the youngest one to be
16 years old.
Sixteen.
How do you sign somebody at 16? Bob Arum must have found a loophole in the Puerto Rican law.
He must have somehow. I mean, and then how do you do that? How do you know, you know, that this guy's, you know, he's it, you know, like at 16, you know, so
let's talk, hold on a second. Let's mention Bob. Let's talk about Bob Arum for a second. You saw him. He's 91 years old, still rocking and rolling, man, and still he's got a hold of his, he's got pretty good grasp of his faculties, isn't that? But he's 91 years old. Let me tell you, the guy was the leading student in his law class back in 1958 at Harvard University. Then he became the United States Attorney under President Kennedy, and then he saw the closed circuit revenues for the Sonny Liston Muhammad Cassius Clay fight, the first one, and Muhammad Ali fight. He saw the pay-per-view revenues, and he said to himself, you know what? I need to get into the boxing business. So after President Kennedy got killed in 1963, and of course he was Kennedy's guy, and Johnson took over, he got away from being the United States Attorney. He went to being a boxing promoter, and by 1965, Bob Arum was promoting Muhammad Ali. And guess what? He's still rocking and rolling 59 years later.
Yeah, much credit to him. You know, he was walking around pretty much on his own.
You didn't have to lead him around?
No, I didn't have to lead him around. And he was very aware, you know, of his surroundings. You know, so, you know, much credit to him.
I'll tell you a little quick story about Arum and drugs, okay? Not that Arum ever denied doing drugs around me, but we were together, I guess it was in the 90s, and he saw a bunch of guys in the press row. They were all getting together to go do something nefarious, okay? It was like 4 or 5 in the New York papers, and these guys were going to get together and going to do something nefarious. So I was sitting by myself taking notes. He goes, Fernandez, you do blow? And I went, huh? What are you talking about? What's he having? He's on the dice. He's on the dice. Wow. Fernandez, you do blow? I go, huh? What are you talking about? He goes, you know, no. And he goes, good, because, you know, these other guys, he goes, they'll be burnt out in a few years from now. He goes, stick to the weed, kid. Just stick to the weed. And guess what? You know, 50 years later or 40 years later, I'm still sticking to the weed. And, of course, I'm not a big guy in alcohol, but the blow thing, I mean, that era, he was right. A lot of guys on press row were back then snorting Columbia and Dustic, and they were cool.
Mm-hmm.
Anything, yeah, that, you know, they were ringside, so they had to play that Miami Vice pimp thing. I kid you not, boxing writers. I don't want to name them, but that's just the way it was. All right. So anyway, here's what's up. Talk to me about this Shushu Carrington. You said he was the best fighter in New York City. Is that worth anything?
I think it is. I think, you know, a lot of good fighters come out of New York City, especially from the area where he's from, in Brownsville, Brooklyn, East New York, that area. There's a lot of good fighters there. And then there was a few of them that were there in the building as well. Danny Jacobs, you know, he's been a champion. Shannon Briggs was there, former heavyweight champion. You know, they produce champions. And right now, I think New York City is looking for, you know, a potential star as well, besides the Puerto Rican fan base and Xander. I think Shushu's that guy for New York right now.
Okay, so how many people did Xander put in the place last night? How many people were there?
I have to say it was if it wasn't sold out, it was close to sold out. And I think the capacity for the theater was about 5,000. Mind you, there probably was 30,000 to 40,000 people upstairs at the Billy Joel concert. So,
yeah, Billy Joe, you know, I remember one time Billy Joe was in San Francisco drunk as a skunk, not at these studios, but another set of studios I was at. He was drunk as a skunk. He couldn't even move. They couldn't get his fat ass up off the couch.
I believe.
I walk in the studios. I walk by him. I said to myself, you know, that looks like Billy Joe. It looks like somebody I know. You know what I'm saying? And I went in the studios went in the studio and I came out. I go, you know, that look. He goes, that was Billy Joe. I said, really? He goes, yeah. I go, he looked like he was loaded. He goes, he was buzzed out of his mind. Of course, we had like 5 or 6 different radio stations in the same building. And like the rock station was here and the sports station was here. So he was there for the rock station. But yeah, he was passed out on the couch. But evidently, you know, he's cleaned up his acne. He's not drinking anymore. Besides, give the guy props. He slept with that Christy Brinkley chick, didn't he?
I think so.
He was married to her.
Yeah.
I hope he slept
Billy
with
Joe. Yeah, he's still going strong. He's still doing concerts and doing tours.
Okay, let's go back to Shushu Carrington. I thought it was S-O-H-E. It's SHU, Shushu Carrington, now 12-0, 8 KOs, an eighth-round TKO winner over a guy that I really caught. I thought he could fight a little bit. I kid you, Brian DeGracia, 29-4-1, 29-3-1 coming in, 25 KOs. The guy could punch a little bit. He looked like he was there to fight. He was there to win, and guess what? Shushu took him apart. My only problem with Shushu is I think he leans in too much.
Yes, and I think the reason he does that is he takes more risks. Like he's defensively irresponsible at times, and I think he's doing that because of the crowd. I think he's trying to, you know, he's trying to entertain the crowd, and he's trying to please them and try to get the knockout. And he's, you know, he got hit a few times solid, you know, and you could tell, I don't, he didn't hurt, but you know, it got his attention. You could tell he smiled at the guy a couple of times, you know. So I think that's why I don't want to see him come to New York so often, you know, let him go around to other cities, you know, because I think he's trying to please them a little bit too much. You know, you can't do that. And, you know, the guy that was watching him, they had the monster Inoue right there ringside watching him. And at the end of the fight, he went over and he bowed to Inoue. So I thought that was a pretty cool moment. But they've been looking to try to set that up for Inoue to move up and take on Shushu.
No, and I get that. More power to him. Another knock on him is he fought square. He fought square, and he leaned forward. And this way, if you do that against a Japanese monster, it's going to be lights out.
Yeah, he definitely can't do that against a Japanese monster. I mean, no, absolutely.
And that's a fair title. I mean, the guy's like 23. I mean, he really is a monster. At first, I thought, you know, he was 115 pounds. Big deal. Then he went to 118, and he got my attention. Then he went to 122, and he definitely got my attention, beating the guys he did at 122, of course. And now, Shushu Carrington figures to be in his future. But Shushu, as for a grade last night, even though he got the stoppage, I give him about a C-plus or a B-minus. I'm hard on guys coming up, man.
Yeah. No, and I agree with you. And I was telling some people that people around, like one of his aunts came by and spoke to me. I don't know why she chose to speak to me. And she said, and I was telling him, he's a real nice kid. One of the most humble kids you'll ever know. He's not a kid. He's 27 years old, but you know, real nice guy. And I was saying, you know, he's got to fight, you know, more discipline. You know, he's making a little bit too many, you know, mistakes trying to please us, the fans. So.
Without a doubt. Anyway, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Insider's look into the world of boxing and MMA. When I come back with Tommy D, we'll talk about next week's big card in Vegas. Talk about Gervonta Davis, the face of boxing. We'll hear from Gervonta and more after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
For sure. I think I'm the face of boxing already. If we being real, I think I'm the face of boxing right now. I think that Canelo going out the door, all the top guys, I mean, well, Canelo probably the only one, but he's going out the door, so.
From Gervonta Davis, the Tank, to Miami Vice, and Tommy D coming to us from the Bronx. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Speaking of Gervonta Davis, next Saturday night, of course, live on Amazon pay-per-view, 29 and zip, of course, undefeated, 29-0, 27 KOs. Gervonta Davis takes on the equally undefeated Frank Martin in a 12-round lightweight bout. Of course, the co-feature is another monster. They call him a monster. I'm talking about David Benavidez, 28-0, 24 KOs, taking on Oleg Govodnik, 20-1, I think, with 16 stops. But bottom line is, that's for the WBC Interim World Light Heavyweight title. And, of course, there's also a card as the Mohegan Sun. Tommy D, you ever want to take the wife up to the – does the wife like to go to fights?
She doesn't like to go to fights. She doesn't even like to watch it with me on TV sometimes.
Okay, so I was –
If she sees someone getting beat too badly – you know, if I'm getting pumped up and hyped, she walks away. So she doesn't want to see it. Oh, so
okay, good enough. So I was suggesting an overnight stay in at Foxwoods, because Foxwoods got a pretty show up there. Bottom line, let's talk about Davis. 29-0, 27 KOs. Of course, he considered the lightweight champion of the world. I guess 135 pounds. Frank Martin he's undefeated. Does he present a real challenge?
I believe he does. I think this might be one of his toughest opponents to date. You know, he's a real 135-pounder. He's undefeated. You know,
are you implying that Davis isn't a legitimate 135-pounder?
No, I think the last couple fights he hasn't really fought someone at his weight, to be fair. Like when he fought Ryan, he fought him, you know, at the catch weight, the rehydration clause, you know. Then before that, he fought a guy that was just moving up in weight, another Garcia. Hector Garcia, I believe his name, the Dominican, he was moving up 5 pounds. So, you know, he's now fighting a legit 135 pounder. Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
So, I mean, Frank has been fighting at that weight pretty much his whole career. Don't quote me on that, but, Frank has been good. You know, he's worked down there, in Texas, in Dallas, Texas, I believe. You know, I know he's sparred and he's, with Ryan Garcia.
Time out. Ryan Garcia, according to some news agency, was arrested for felony vandalism yesterday in Los Angeles. Is that true?
That's what I'm seeing. I don't know what's true or not, but if it's reported, I'm sure something happened. But vandalism could be anything.
I'm an ex-cop. I know that. But Ryan is out of his friggin' mind. You do realize that. This is no longer a fake.
No, there's something wrong with him.
Yeah, there's something wrong with him. And I don't even know if you can blame it on drugs.
No, I think there's something going on. I think he's got some mental problems. I think it's been coming up for years. Years ago, he pulled out of a fight because he said he had mental mental, take care of mental health or whatever case it was. Recently, he's talking about his mom, saying his mom is, you know, not doing well with cancer. So I don't know if that's true.
The reason why he pulled out of the fight, he said he had an anxiety attack. Listen, every fight I had, if I didn't have an anxiety attack against Juan Rodriguez because I beat him up in the gym a few times. He lit me up like the White House Christmas tree, okay? The only guy I wasn't, I mean, every time I went into the fight, into the ring, 52 fights, I was scared to death except for that one time because I slaughtered him in the gym, right? And he knocked me down a couple of times. He kicked my ass, and I said to myself after three rounds, I remember my mother, my entire team, the mother, the running coach, and my trainer said to me, you're not taking this guy serious enough. I said, did you see me drop him in the gym? You got to be kidding me. He goes, Pete, this is with the big gloves on. That was with the big gloves on. Anyway, he licked me like a stamp.
Wow.
You live and learn. You got to be scared. Yeah. If you're not scared, you don't come into it with the right approach. So Frank Martin's got a shot here. Is that what you're saying?
I think he's got a legit shot. I think at the end of the day, I think Davis may stop him late. That's the prediction. I'm going to go with Davis late, but I think Frank is going to give him some problems early, you know, and Frank can punch. He's more of like a, you know, a boxer puncher. So, and Davis is not, you know, he gets hit a lot, you know, he kind of, you know, he takes in the data and then he gets you out of there usually in the later rounds. So I don't know if you could really do that with this guy. Okay. So it'll be interesting.
I got a question before I go to the semi-main event. Let's talk about one of the co-features. Gary Antoine Russell taking on Alberto Pollo, both undefeated. Now, is Gary Russell, is he the product of incest or are these guys his chain? What's up with the name? Why could there be that many Gary Russells? I mean, come on, man. It's like a thousand Gary Russells and they're all boxing.
They all boxing. I believe there's three of them, and they're all Gary Russell. There's Mr. Gary Russell. There's Antoine, and I forgot there's Gary. I don't remember the other guy. The other guy is not as good. I don't even know if he's fighting anymore. The last I saw him, I was in the Barclays, and he lost, and that was a couple years ago. But Gary Antoine, I believe he's really good.
Okay.
Defensively, yeah, but he's got some pop. I seen him live one time against when he fought the Cuban Ramsey.
Bartholomew.
He fought a couple weeks ago. Bartholomew, yeah. So he, you know, they stopped the fight a little bit too early, but, you know, he's a solid guy, but, you know, inactivity, these guys fighting once a year, you know, or every 9-10 months, you know, we're never going to know how good they are.
But isn't that the way that the current fight game is laid out? I mean, these guys, I don't see the WBC hasn't made David Benavidez fight a number one contender Canelo Alvarez fight a number one contender in 3 years, and the last number one contender he fought had lost his prior fight.
Yeah, that's, you know, because they love Canelo and they love, you know, that he pays them sanctions.
Are you trying to tell me that the time out, Tommy D, this is a yes or no question. Does the WB stand for We Be Canelo?
Yes. With a straight face.
Tommy T. Okay, Gary Antoine Russell and Alberto Pollo. This is a good fight because, you know, Russell can box a little bit, but Pollo can crack a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know much about Alberto Pollo, but he can crack from what I see, but he's only got 10 KOs. So, I mean, I think he's Dominican. He comes like Mexican style. I don't think he can really box.
I saw a couple clips of him. Here's what's up. People send me clips, okay? They only send me the clips where the guys look the best.
Yeah, you know? Of course. That's how it always is.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I mean. So I saw a couple clips of him crunching somebody, so I thought this guy was a stone cold killer. Anyway, Gary Antoine Russell and Alberto Pollo is going to be a pretty good fight, no doubt about that. Now, of course, the semi-main event. The monster, 28-0, 24 KOs. Of course, talk about David Benavidez taking on Oleg Govodnik, 20-1. Govodnik's like another. Hey, this guy's like, he's got to be like in his 60s. I mean, he's an old. I mean, this dude's. I'm looking at him, man. I mean, you know, the Just for Men for the hair, that kind of good stuff. Okay, you know, he takes vitamins, so he doesn't look as old as he probably is. But he's 20-1. Been stopped at one time by Artur Bitev. I think he might have quit in the corner. But the bottom line is, of course, that was for the WBC light heavyweight title a few years ago. But the bottom line is he got stopped in, the 10th round of a 12-round fight. Of course, he wasn't ahead on the cards. He was behind on all three scorecards. But at the end of the day, Bitev might be the best or maybe one of the best pound for pound in the world, maybe the best at 175. But back to Govodnik. Is he another one of these Russians lying about his age? Will you put your hand on a stack of Bibles and say this guy's 38 years old?
I think so. I think the picture doesn't do it justice. I've seen an interview with him. He does look kind of much younger. I think maybe videos is better for him than actual pictures. But when he takes pictures, he does look a lot older. So I do believe, I think he's like 37, 38 years old. He does look the part, which is still old, though. It's still pretty old for boxing.
You know, people keep saying that, but I think it depends on the individual now. I really do. I mean, I don't want to see guys box that long. But if a guy comes along late and doesn't box in these too many wars and this kind of stuff, you know, maybe they can extend their careers. I mean, the 12-round fight extended the careers of Roberto Duran and people like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, Ali told me if fights were 12 rounds, he don't think he would ever got hurt.
No, that's very much possible. Then 15-round fights are brutal, yeah. You know, so.
Okay. Benavidez, 24 KOs. Does he walk through this guy?
I don't know. It's just interesting. He's moving up in weight. You know, everybody's talking about Javante Davis is must-see TV. I think David Benavidez is must-see TV. You know, not many people speak about it because
Tommy D. Yeah. Only you and me are blowing this guy. Everybody else, you know, just you and me. I mean, it's like we're like all alone holding hands on David Benavidez bench.
Yeah, but that's because, you know, we've seen him do what he has to do against, you know, lesser opponents, and we want to see him fight, you know, what many people say is the guy, but the guy doesn't want to fight anybody, and that's, we're talking about Canelo Alvarez.
Okay, of course.
Did I say her name right?
Yeah, you said her name right, of course. Canelo. The Mexicans are going absolutely berserk on social media because I call him Canelo. They're going like berserk. They're like freaking out. They don't know what to say. Anyway, Benavidez, of course, 28-0, 24 KOs. Considered the number one guy at 168, going to fight at 175. But I was looking at the WBC installed another number one guy at 168 in Bubiti, the guy that won a couple of weeks ago. What's going on?
Yeah, I don't know. That guy, he looks good, but I think that's it. I think he looks good. I don't think he has a shot.
But how do you have the audacity to put him in the number one slot?
I don't know. Was it Mabili, right? He hasn't fought anybody. Was he French or something? I mean, I didn't see his last fight, but the fight before that, he fought a guy that was much taller than him, and the guy fought the wrong fight, and he hurt Mabili in that fight. Okay. And then Mabili ended up taking him out, but I don't think he's much good.
Real quick, let's go to Tommy D's predictions now. Davis and Martin.
I'm picking Davis to stop him late. I'm going to say Davis in 10.
The monster Benavidez and Govodnik.
I'm going to take Benavidez in the unanimous decision, 12 rounds.
Well, without a doubt. Now, here's what's up. Boxing in New York City seems to be back. They had 4,000 or 5,000 people last night. That's pretty good for the Puerto Rican parade. I thought they might have sold the. What's that place hold when it sold out? 8,000?
No, I think about 5,000 is right. I think all about 5,000.
So it's pretty much sold out. Anyway, you have a great week, young man. I thank you for everything. You're the MVP on Sunday, without a doubt. The shot caller, Mr. Thomas Dillamuth. We thank you so much, my brother.
Thank you, Pedro. I appreciate you a lot. Thank you.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More after the break.
Score free gifts for the greatest dad this Father's Day at Lowe's. Get a free select Kobalt tool with your purchase of a 24-volt max battery 2-pack. And get a free select Craftsman string trimmer or leaf blower with purchase of a select V20 push mower up to a $149 value. Lowe's knows dads. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 6/12. While supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JVC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Let's talk about your career just for a second. Hagler, Monzon, Robinson, this and that, Hopkins, okay? Where do you put yourself in those names?
If I'm in the top four, top five in history, I'm satisfied. And I don't mind if I'm four, if it's four. I don't mind if I'm five, if it's five. Because these guys' legacy and their era should be and will be respected. And I just want to be respected for my era. So if it's four, you know, and the number's four, then be mentioned in the name of Ray Robinson and Marvin Hagler, Pedro, and Ray Leonard. Hey, to be mentioned in that, how many middleweight fighters that came that was also good? The Julian Jacksons of the world. And I can go a lot of Mike Got McCollum, Magambi. You didn't mention those names. And to be mentioned in the top four and the top five, wherever you put me at, wherever history put me at, I am grateful and humble to be there.
The great Bernard Hopkins, B-Hop, of course, he's one of Oscar De La Hoya's Golden Boy Promotions business partners. Bottom line is Golden Boy Promotions, according to Ryan Garcia saying things. Ryan Garcia, actually, we'll get to him in just a second. But Ryan Garcia is trying to say they haven't been paid over after the last fight. I mean, of course, the last fight he had a couple of months ago. Of course, he ended up beating Devin Haney in a bit of controversial match. The fact that Haney was up and down more times than an elevator had nothing to do with the fact that at the end of the fight, allegedly, Ryan Garcia tested positive for illegal substances. We don't know yet. I mean, they keep saying that it was positive, that it wasn't. It was part of his supplements. There's all kinds of different intangibles or excuses going around about it, so I really don't know where to go on that. Anyway, last night, evidently yesterday, Ryan Garcia was arrested, so I'll go into what his legal team is saying according to BoxingScene.com on my boy down there. Ryan Garcia's legal team released a prepared statement Sunday in response to the boxer's Saturday arrest on suspicion of felony vandalism at a Beverly Hills hotel. Quote, "We are aware of the recent arrest. This comes at an extraordinary, challenging time for Ryan, as he's been grappling with the devastating news regarding his mother's health." I think she has cancer, according to his attorney, Darren Chavez. "First and foremost, we urge everyone to respect Ryan's privacy during this difficult period." He just got arrested. Ryan has been open about his struggles with mental health over the years. Yeah, he has talked about his anxiety in the past, but I told you, if you don't have anxiety in boxing, you don't belong in the game. Anyway, he says he is dealing with an immense emotional burden. Support and understanding from fans and the public are crucial as he navigates these personal challenges, according to the attorney. Beyond the arrest, the 25-year-old Garcia, now 25-1, of course, went in the tank against Tank Davis a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago. But the bottom line is 25-1, 20 KOs, of course, faces a possible suspension regarding that the possible banned substance in his system. But the bottom line is his mother is facing breast cancer right now. So I want to wish Ryan the best. But, man, you know, somebody's got to get a hold of him. I mean, you just have to. I remember back in the days that Fernando Vargas was off the leash. When I say off the leash, you know, he's not in control. He's like doing crazy stuff. He was getting arrested down there in San Bernardino, and the San Bernardino Sheriff's Department were like having SWAT teams go in there and grab Fernando Vargas and this and that. So what they did was, with Fernando Vargas, they rushed him into the Tito Trinidad fight. He couldn't beat Trinidad at that point in time, but they had to rush him into the fight to make the money. They invested all this money in this kid, okay? I'm talking about Duvas and Shelley Finkel, invested all this money in Fernando Vargas, and they had to get a payoff for their investment. But as they were watching it, Fernando Vargas was imploding piece by piece all on his own. So they threw him in the fight with Trinidad. Of course, it was before his time, and he got beat. Of course, I still think that Vargas's greatest stand, although he was on steroids, was when he almost knocked out Oscar De La Hoya in the first round. I can't understand why he didn't finish Oscar. I just can't. And it wasn't that Oscar was the Superman that night. It was that Vargas was just, even with steroids, he was missing just a little. Anyway, wish Ryan Garcia the very best of luck. But haven't we been saying that for weeks? I mean, he married a porn star. He didn't marry a porn star. He's doing cocaine. He's not doing cocaine. He's smoking weed. He looks like he's smoking weed, and he says it's CBDs. I mean, you know, the guy is absolutely out of his freaking mind. There's no other way to put it with Ryan Garcia. I'm telling you. I mean, at one point in time, I thought it was all a game, that he was psyching everybody out. He was playing everybody off. In other words, you know, I'm playing you guys all for a fool, because I've seen it done before in the world of boxing. But guess what? He's not playing anybody for a fool. He is the fool. There's just no doubt about it. He is a fool. Now, they haven't got paid as far as the fight's concerned, but of course, a lot of the pay-per-view revenues come in later. So you can get paid like in a check 2 or 3 months down the road. But the bottom line is both Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia are saying they didn't get paid for that fight. And of course, the guy that put on that fight was Eddie Hearn with DAZN, the promoter from the UK. Of course, he's only lost $1 billion. That was his... He got into boxing and, you know, with his own thing, they lost $1 billion. That's why they jacked their rates up from like $9 a month to like $30 a month almost. Okay, I kid you not. But they lost $1 billion. That's what a successful businessman Eddie Hearn is. He lost $1 billion. Anybody else loses $1 billion, you're out the door. But not him. They let him stick around. So now he's, of course, trying to do things as far as him and Frank Warren are concerned, you know, Matchroom versus the other promoters. But, you know, I don't know that if Eddie Hearn's really all that smart. I just don't. I mean, the fact that he hasn't paid these guys yet, or these guys are screaming about the money. You usually don't hear guys screaming about the money if they've gotten paid. So I'm trying to tell you is that I have never heard, a couple of times in the past where guys have screamed about the delay in pay-per-view money, but it's coming. They've been pledged a certain amount, so they expect that check at the end of the day, okay? Now, maybe Oscar De La Hoya and Golden Boy Promotions have not put together that check yet, but the bottom line is Oscar De La Hoya was put in check this week by who else? Canelo Alvarez, the aforementioned WBC super middleweight champion, where, of course, he twice beaten. I think he's got two wins and two losses and two draws, 65 total fights, something like that, 62, 2 and 2, something like that. Anyway, bottom line is Canelo Alvarez, of course, a champion at 154, turned pro at 146, a champion at 154, 160, and now 168, held a belt at 175 for a minute. But the bottom line is he's a guy at 168 pounds, okay? He is the champion, per se. But, you know, he ain't fighting nobody we really want to see him fight. He wants to fight the impeccable one next, and I can't keep telling him there's not enough money in that for the impeccable one to get in there and get lit up by Canelo. But Canelo should be fighting the top guy, and the top guy is David Benavidez. Of course, he goes next week. Now, boxing right now, is it in a bit of a lull? I don't think so. I think boxing's coming back hard. I think it's coming back strong. I think the fact that, you know, the fights aren't as numerous as I want them to be, but I think it's Amazon Prime thing. And, of course, some people are saying, you know, Pedro, you're not a big pay-per-view guy. But guess what? If you support boxing, paying $40 to watch a fight on pay-per-view, if the fight card is worth $40, if it's worth $40 for you to go see live, it's worth $40 you see live on pay-per-view. So I'm not against paying for fights on pay-per-view. Now, I don't want to get ripped off. I don't want guys ripping me off to the tune of $70 and $80 for a card that's not worth that. And the fact you've got to pare down the price on some of these pay-per-view cards because people just can't afford to go, especially like if they're a UFC fan. And they're a boxing fan, too. You can't afford to go in the hole like $300, $350, $400 a month. Because that's what will happen sometimes with two pay-per-views of each. And, of course, the UFC going with their monthly pay-per-views. And, of course, the UFC athletes, always well-paid. Francis Ngannou is a classic example of that. Their former heavyweight champion. In fact, he walked away as their heavyweight champion. He relinquished the title. He walked away. And, of course, he was making $550,000 per fight. $550,000 per fight. And then he got a bonus. He got a bonus from Dana White. Guess what he got a bonus of? $50,000. $50,000. So he made like $550,000, maybe $600,000, right? and he's titled fights where he was defending the UFC heavyweight title in front of a house of $7 million. In other words, the arena, the people that bought tickets for the arena to see him fight, that was $7 million. I'm not talking about the pay-per-view money. That's just the live gate money. And he's not getting any of that. Dana's, as I said, I keep repeating this week after week, maybe month after month, but the bottom line is Dana White is the worst pimp I've ever seen in business. I've never seen a guy more abusive, more usurious in my entire life than Dana White. Of course, as I said, Ngannou made $550,000 with the UFC, his biggest payday. $550,000 after he drew a $7 million gate, he got $550,000. He fights Deontay Wilder, he makes $20 million. He fights the other guy, he makes $30 million. Tyson Fury in that exhibition, he made $30 million. So he made $50 million in two fights, didn't get hurt really bad. Of course, Anthony Joshua lit him up like the White House Christmas tree, but you know, when it comes down to form, Joshua's got good form. Of course, the fight that we're all going to miss now with Deontay Wilder retiring, and hopefully he retires because he... Not only has he got, you know, been getting beaten up, he's 35, 36, whatever, he's 37 years old. Not only has he got beaten up, he's been a pro since 2008. That's 16 years of professional. That's a long time, okay? Plus, this week his girlfriend, his current fiance, filed a police restraining order or a court restraining order against him. She said that Deontay spit in her face and he slapped her around and he choked her a couple times to the point where, you know, not that sexual choke, not that pleasure choke. We're talking about, you know, the choke where he was choking her like her, she almost always be lights out. You know, like Jim Lampley was choking his wife that time when I had to pull Jim off him. But the bottom line is he was choking her for real, according to the police reports and the restraining order, and now Deontay Wilder has been ordered to stay away from her. Now, as if Deontay Wilder really needed any more problems in his life right now. Of course, his boxing career is in shambles. He got stopped by Zil Zhang in the fifth round. I thought that he had a good chance there to win that fight. I was wrong. Zil Zhang is a much improved fighter with his new team. I mean, he just is. I mean, he's not the Colombian. Listen, at one point in time, I thought he was really going to be good, and then he sort of like got fat and got slow and this and that, and then he sort of got fatter, but he sort of got better. I don't know how to put it. He was 282 pounds in the last fight, and he looked absolutely phenomenal. He just did. I mean, he licked Deontay Wilder like a stamp. Wilder had a couple of times we landed a decent right hand here and a decent right hand there, but nothing like the must-watch TV he used to be. What am I trying to tell you? Time to stick a fork in Deontay Wilder. And Lance just admitted it. In fact, the fight that we didn't see, the fight that everybody wanted to see, was Anthony Joshua, of course, in 2012 Olympic gold medalist, and Deontay Wilder, the 2008 Olympic bronze medalist. Of course, this was a fight that the late Emmanuel Stewart, of course, the Kronk Jim Goldfather and I, the Hall of Famer, he and I talked about this. We thought it was going to be the showdown. We thought that would be it. We thought that Tyson Fury might play a role in the mix. But Deontay Wilder, we thought, was the best American athlete, and they would end up fighting either fighting Tyson Fury or Anthony Joshua. The Joshua fight was like a dream fight. The Fury fights, yeah, you know, not all that much. Although Tyson Fury, of course, is no longer the world heavyweight champion. He's contemplating retirement. Actually, he's not. He's going to do a rematch with Oleg Usyk in December. Who really wants to see that again? I mean, the Arab guy down there, the prince, you know, people say he knows boxing, he's cool, this and that. I get that, man. But don't get taken. Don't go for a rematch for that fight. Nobody wants to see it a second time, of course. And usually, fights that I watch or that I analyze, I think that size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. Usually when you're the bigger guy and you've got 40 or 50 pounds of weight and like 5 inches in height, you can beat the other guy down. But that's not Tyson Fury anymore. And Deontay Wilder, another guy 6'6" or 6'7". He's another guy that can't use his advantages anymore. In other words, they've gotten old. They're past their time. It's a new era right now. So I'm not thinking it's the Oleg Usyk era. He's 37 years old, going to be 38 years old pretty soon. So who is the next heavyweight champion? There really isn't. Of course, who is there? I mean, I asked a whole bunch of people that the other day at a little bit of a boxing get-together we had on Wednesdays here in the city by the bay, and nobody really knew who there was a heavyweight coming out of the United States that was worthy of being the next heavyweight champion or even being noticed. Of course, the one guy we've talked about has his issues. He's on probation. He's got a couple court dates coming up, but outside of that, you know, he's going to put him back in the ring. Of course, Bob Arum, being the top-ranked promoter, the master that he is. Give Arum props. Last night, he threw that card in in Madison Square Garden. Of course, Xander Zayas in the main event. Got to give him all kinds of credit for that. He's 91, 92 years old. He's still smoking weed, and he's still doing his thing. More power to Bob Arum. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Isn't that nice?
What a crowd, huh?
Yeah, they love you.
Really nice. Don't get, how you doing? Okay?
I'm doing fine. You're great. Looking real good.
Yeah?
Real good.
All right.
Yeah.
No, but I've been working hard, Johnny, and I'm trying to relax, you know? I go to Las Vegas next week, the resorts after that. I got an album coming out, a movie coming out. I'm working very hard.
Yeah.
Well, you know, my father, he was a workaholic.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You mentioned work, he got drunk.
I did it all.
Well, I finally solved my drinking problem. I joined Alcoholics Anonymous, you know.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I still drink. I use a different name, that's all. Now, I tell you, my problem is I drink too much, way too much.
Yeah.
I get my doctor a urine specimen. There was an olive in it. Hey, when I drink, I don't know what I'm doing. I was loaded one item into a gay bar. Ooh, it was ridiculous. It was 15 guys for every guy. Now, I'm never lucky in bars. I saw a sign of a one bar. It said topless, bottomless. I went inside. There was no one there.
Life ain't easy.
I mean, nothing works, sir. You had to start to look out for number one, and I stepped to number two. And smoking, that's another one. Yeah. Try to stop smoking. That's a beauty, huh? Well, with cigarettes, my wife and I, we made a deal, my wife and I. We only smoke after sex. I got the same pack now since 1975. What bothers me is my wife. She's up to 3 packs a day. I tell you the truth, and my wife and I, we never have sex.
No.
Now, we get undressed, we can't stop laughing, you know? But I'll tell you one thing, when my wife does have sex, she screams. Ooh, especially when I walk in on her. Ooh. Now, you kidding? I know my wife cheats on me. Every time I come home, the parrot says, quick, out the window, you know? Get to work it out, Johnny. Sitting on there.
The great Rodney Dangerfield, of course, with Johnny Carson on the Tonight Show back in the day. Bottom line is Frank 1961 on Twitch said to me, lots of people saying Adrian Broner should retire, Pedro. Broner's in a situation where he can't retire. Too many babies and too many baby mamas. Actually, he's got five to be exact. Nariah Broner, Armani Broner, Admire Broner. That was her kid's name, Admire. KJ Broner and Adrian Broner Jr. Five kids from five different women. I guess he does have some child support issues. Speaking of issues, I can't clear my throat. You've been listening to Ring Talk Live worldwide, of course, the longest-running fight show in history, 40 years come September 2024. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Of course, the people on Twitch.tv, the WBC TV thing didn't work. I'm trying to figure out the electronic issues regarding that. I want to thank the impeccable one. Of course, Bailey Peck is my producer on Sunday. Without him, I could not get through the show. I want to thank the great shot caller on Sunday as well, Mr. Tommy D. Larry Merchant, of course, I forgot to call Larry G. And at the end of the day, things just didn't work out. So Larry was supposed to come on at 40 minutes past the hour. I sort of forgot to call Larry. So I'm a bit in my own little world. At the end of the day, this has been another production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And I thank you so much for tuning in to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 40 years come September 2024. A production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I can say, nothing I can do. I feel so bad. Yeah. I feel so blue. I got to make it right for everyone concerned.